ready?
Okay.
Okay, we're here of our with our very first chit chat for 2012, I think it is, and we have Sean Simpson. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not cycling this time, at least. Last time I was in Scotland, the internet connection was breaking out, but we're in Belgium this time, so hopefully the internet's a bit quicker for you.
Yeah, so all good back in Belgium. When did you get back to Belgium? Was it just recently?
I think it was about halfway through January, to be honest. You know, obviously everyone's been in the same boat this year trying to get decent places to ride. You know, obviously I had the opportunity to go over and stay with Zach in America because he was, you know, contesting the first few rounds of the AMA championship,
yep.
Which he done pretty good in, to be honest. I think he surprised a few people.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
You know, I decided to stay back and you know, do a bit of riding at home in Scotland, and it's been really good, to be honest. We had a lot of good weather, not really much frost, snow or anything like that. So when I came back to Belgium, I'd done a few days in the sand here, and then we went down to see my other teammate Arnaud Tonis in France.
Yep.
And we got a good bit of riding done down there. So then the weather sort of hit everyone, and it's been frosty and snowy and, you know, all sorts of crap weather. So it's just been a bit of getting out where you can and when you can, really. So, but we've been turning a few laps, and everything feels good. The team and the bike's working well, and got to spend a bit of time with my new mechanic, Jordan, and, you know, everything's working good. So I'm looking forward to Valence this weekend.
Yeah, going on to Valence then, it's obviously the very, very first big race international of the year. The entries look pretty stacked, to be honest, in your class.
Yeah, I think, you know, at this time of year, it's everyone's just looking to get out there and have a race and, you know, see how the team's working, see how it is, you know, a start against everyone else. You know, you can practice 5,000 starts, but if you've not got anyone around you, or you don't see how your bike's working, how where you need to improve and things like that. And the same with your fitness, with your technique, with your, you know, your bike and your setup. So everyone just really wants to get out and have a blast round. Hopefully the weather will be good and be kind to us. You know, in the last few years, it's been not bad, but not great. So hopefully this year it can be a bit better. I think it's been frosty down there for the most part.
Yeah.
In the last few weeks. But, you know, looking at the weather, it looks like it could be half decent. So, you know, I think it should be good for everyone. And everyone wants to win, or everyone wants to do good, but at the end of the day, we're going for practice and for, you know, just see where we're at. And I think if we come back and have a good result, then that would be great. But, you know, as long as we can move forward from there in a positive way, then I think everyone will be happy. So,
looking at the, obviously, as you said about the entries, pretty much everyone's sort of, apart from Caroli, I think Caroli's in Mantova, and Philip Hart's are they in Mantova as well? Or?
Yeah, Philip Hart's is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a shame, really, but then again, I don't understand why they're running two internationals on the weekend, but there we go. That's a bit more politics for you, for the sport. But for you,
yeah. Definitely,
and for the team, it's. I know you did the beach race. What beach race did you do? Not Lutuki.
It was Dunkirk beach race. It was the end of last year in November, but it was good to do. You know, it was... We had talked about doing Lutuke, but I think, you know, it might be something that I can do in the future, but definitely it would take a lot of preparation for, not only physically wise, but making sure we've got the right strategy, the right big fuel tank, and, you know, the pit team would have to be organised, because I think, you know, I'd spoke to Tanel Leek, and he had said that he'd had to do a final pit stop, which cost him, you know, 30, 40 seconds, which, you know, in the end might have cost them the race. But I think if you've got the right strategy and you're physically in shape and your bike holds up, you're not going to be far away at these sort of races. But I think it's something that we'd have to you know, really focus on. And, you know, this year with me being first year in the team, I think we just wanted to focus on bike setup and really being ready for the Grand Prix and the British in the next coming months. So that's what we've done.
Yeah, then obviously this weekend, as we mentioned, we got Valence, and then the big one at Hawkstone. In for that?
Yeah, we're in for that as well. I think it's always nice to do Hoxton Park. You know, I've done that, as I said, for probably now since about 2004 every year. So I've had some good luck and some bad luck around Hoxton. And, you know, I think it's always a good track to go to. Normally holds up the weather quite well. And I think it's one of the biggest races for the British teams at the beginning of the year. And it's nice for the British crowd to see us all out there with some stiff competition as well, because, you know, it's strongly contested with you know, a lot of the guys from abroad and from Belgium and from even Holland and things like that, who like a bit of run out in the sand. And I think it should be good. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it should be good. So I'm just looking at the list of the going over to the sort of the GPs now. Looking at the list of riders in your class for this year.
Yeah.
There's only you and Nathan Park and Parker from the UK actually competing in MX1.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if Nathan's actually doing the whole series.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of, I think we've talked about this before in magazines and in interviews, but, you know, it's quite weird because back in the day when I started, you know, there was at least five or six in each class. But, you know, nowadays it's coming to be a bit more, you know, thin, especially in the MX1 class. The MX2, there's a few young guys coming through from Britain, which is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys like Elliot Banks-Brown, who's coming back again to Grand Prix, which is good to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you said, there's not really, you know, a great field of guys in the MX1, which is a bit of a shame. I think, you know, everyone's got their own view about it, but I don't know that the age rules making things good for you know, the guys moving up into the MX1. Everyone that's coming up into MX1, you know, as you said, it's stacked as soon as you get in there. So
yeah, it is pretty stacked. Looking at it at the sort of top 14, 15 riders, is I think any of those riders can win and win a race on any day, really. But yeah, so going back to Valence this week then, the weather, it's actually live on the internet, which is really good for the first time.
Yeah, well, I'd seen you posted a tweet up about that, which is quite interesting, because actually I had someone at the weekend ask me if it was possible to watch it, and I thought, you know, it probably wouldn't be, but it's nice that they're, you know, stepping it up a little bit and having it online, because I think there's a lot of people, as you say, interested in it, with it being one of the first big races in Europe for the season, and all the guys on with new kit, new clothes, and new teams. So everyone's interested to see it, and I think to watch it live would be quite good, or at least you know, have results up to date and see people on the new ride. So I think that should be a good step in the right direction for them there.
So for your team the weekend, then it's only you going down. No, sorry, it's Arnaud's racing as well, yeah?
Yeah, it'll be myself and Arnaud, so it'll be first time that we'll be riding, you know, together at a race, which would be cool. And I think Zach's then coming back couple of weeks later before the first round of the British, so that'll be cool to gonna do some testing and some photo shooting when we're all together as a team, and it'll be, you know, nice to be all together as a team and, you know, just have a bit of banter, because I think we're three kind of easygoing guys that I think should get along quite well, and, you know, Steve's got that attitude that we should work together rather than against each other, and I think that's you know, a good way to think about it. So I'm looking forward to spending time with them guys. Obviously, I've spent a bit of time with Arnaud already, as I said, but you know, Zach's quite an easygoing guy as well, and I think we can all learn from each other, so it should be cool.
I don't like Zach anymore. He left me in the mountains in California after I crashed my bike.
Oh, right. that's never a winner, is it?
No,
left
I don't like him anymore.
You don't know where you're going.
No, I got lost for an hour.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, in the mountains in the desert, and I was a bit hurt about that.
Okay. Oh, well. You have to have a word with him.
I did. I told him, never again. You're not getting any pictures or anything off me ever again.
Oh, well. Don't mess with Chussy.
Anyway, so we're covering... Well, we're going to cover Valence, obviously, somehow or another.
Yeah.
We're also down in Mantua. So it's a shame, because normally I think we did it last year, Valence.
Yeah, I remember some of you guys being kicking about, definitely.
Yeah, so it's the problem. I just don't get why they run two big internationals on the same weekend. It's just stupid, but
yeah,
there we go. If the promoters are listening, the fans don't want two big races and the riders don't want two big races. They want one race just to get into things. It's just ridiculous, but there we go. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, because I know you've got to travel all the way down to... who's going down? You and Jordan, yeah?
No, well, Jordan's actually going down with the team. They've got, you know, the other mechanics for Arnaud and things are going down. They're actually already on their way down just now. But I'm waiting on my dad coming across from Scotland with my camper. Should be arriving within the hour, and then we'll get loaded up and set off early tomorrow morning. So that's the plan.
Your dad loves driving, doesn't he?
Well, we all love it. To be honest, I've probably done about 5,000 miles in the last week as well.
Ouch.
So, you know, we're not scared of from driving. I think everyone from Scotland that rides, I know Brian Mack and all them guys love a few miles as well. So we're hard into it, and we just get on with it. So it's not a stress for us.
Fair play. All right, well, I'll let you go, and good luck for the weekend. We'll be watching online and getting... There'll be somebody from us over there. I'm not sure who yet, but somebody will be there. And, yeah, and you can... obviously, the new mag's out now, and you've got a new column in there this month, so you can, people can go in and read that. And good.
Perfect. Thanks for talking to me, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, mate. Speak to you later.
Cheers. Bye-bye.